For our next segment, we are live on the phone with Kurt Dimes, founder of Brattleboro Common Sense, a group of activists in Vermont. Welcome, Kurt.
Good morning. Am I speaking with Ray or Jonah?
Well, this is actually Chris Scully.
And this is Ray.
Hi, Chris.
And this is Ray. And
hi, Ray.
So, Kurt, thank you for coming on with us tonight. And let me begin by asking you, what is Brattleboro Common Sense?
Brattleboro Common Sense is a very small, loosely associated radical organization in Brattleboro, Vermont. We like to, what do we like to do? We like to find ways of addressing global and national issues locally. We're serious about that. So we have an agenda including environmental issues, which aren't just Brattleboro, of course, international law and war crimes, not just Brattleboro, of course, Wall Street taxation and a fair economy. We look for ways to address these such issues locally.
Excellent. How and when did you start this organization?
Well, it didn't start it on purpose. It kind of grew out of the things that I and some friends were doing, and we gradually, after a while, after addressing nuclear power here in Brattleboro, we gave it a name, and we started giving it the name Brattleboro Common Sense because of the Revolutionary War pamphlet and because of its simplicity.
So who is involved? How many people and what walks of life would you say they're from?
Oh, we've got all walks. How do I know that? You know, I've got politicians bullshitter syndrome. I just automatically say, oh, we have all walks of life. Some people are, you know, not doing very well at all, scraping along, and others are, I think, decently well off. We have no billionaires, I think. From month to month, there are maybe six or seven people involved.
Well, excellent. You recently hosted a conversation with Norman Finkelstein and Alex White Plum on the parallels between the U.S. government's treatment of indigenous Americans and the Israeli government's treatment of Palestinians. Mm-hmm. How did it go?
It was rough. I had been considering that those two issues could benefit by their juxtaposition. For a number of years, I had wondered at this this lack of sympathy for Native Americans, for Oyate, on account of their connection to the land. Well, let me tell you. Years ago, I made a button that said, that is a little campaign-style button without a campaign. It said, Columbus did not discover America. And that started making me think, I just made it for fun. And it started making me think that we needed to address that issue after a while. I had somebody had seen it and it was very popular and everybody liked it, especially high school students. They love it because it shows up the flaws in their, the fundamental flaws in their education. But somebody, the first and only criticism I got was from a guy who said, oh yeah, that's great, you know, yeah, fundamental rights for Native Americans. But suppose I'm a Native American and I say to you, okay, by the way, that house you're living in, that's on my land. So I started, I didn't know what to say. I really didn't know what to say. And I started thinking about it. And a year or so later, I was thinking that that connection of that person, that theoretical Oyate to the land here, is based on 100 or 100 years, 100 years, 150, 200, 400 years of separation. And they may not have the right under American law to take the land. If that person were to try to take the land from someone like me in New England, the law would come down pretty hard on him or her. But in Palestine, where the Jews have taken, with American and French and English help, have taken the homeland of the Palestinians, their rights are based on a historical connection, a biblical connection, you might even say a theoretical connection of 2,000 years. So in the Middle East, if you're connected to something 2,000 years ago, you can claim it. Here in the States, if you're connected to something that maybe your grandfathers lived on, you can't claim it. So the Palestinian situation really illuminates our obligations to Oyate, to Native Americans. And I brought Mr. Finkelstein, I invited Mr. Finkelstein and Mr. Whiteplume together in order to illustrate that connection and benefit their two movements. But it just didn't gel between them on stage.
Interesting.
So, Kurt, what do you see in the future for the Brattleboro Common Sense Organization?
Well, we have a lot, but right now there's an emergency situation, and I want to divert the conversation. In Palestine right now, people are lining up, crowding, amassing along the border to prepare to storm the gates on the 15th, I think, or it's on the, yeah, on the 15th. And it's because the conditions in Palestine, despite our ignorance in the United States, have grown to it's being a poisoned concentration camp. The people there don't have good water. They don't have they have poisonous water. They are in unlivable conditions. This from reports by the UN and other organizations. It's inhumane the way the Israelis have captured these some 2 million Palestinians in Gaza, and they feel their lives are not worth living. They are prepared to storm the gates on the 15th, 2 days before the Israeli celebration of the founding of Israel. And Israel has promised to repel them with guns. This is a situation much like the Masada, in which the whole population of that village killed them. You know, they killed themselves rather than be taken by the Romans, I think. And that's a stand, a final stand of a Jewish people some 2,000 years ago. And they're gonna just massacre these poor people in Gaza as they try to stampede into Israel. So we're asking Brattleboro Solidarity, another group here in Brattleboro, has asked Mr. Bernie Sanders, who has recently made comments of some sympathy toward the Palestinians, to go there and bring, of course, he would be bringing the cameras with him. Mr. Sanders did say on the 31st, I have the date wrong. Around a month ago, he said on Twitter, "The killing of Palestinian demonstrators by Israeli forces is tragic. It is the right of every people to protest." And so, since he is the only senator speaking up now, we are asking him, okay, Bernie, you got to do a bit more. Bring the cameras there. Go and see what's happening before the massacre happens. And this is the emergency action that I'm calling for. And I'm sorry to divert your conversation.
No, that's fine.
Is what came out of the meeting yesterday with Mr. Finkelstein and Mr. Whiteplume.
Well, excellent. Thank you so much for sharing. We will definitely be following this. Is there anything, we only have a little bit of time left. Is there anything else you'd like listeners to hear or a place that listeners could go to learn more?
Yeah, there's probably a lot of places. We don't have anything on our website yet. Call up Bernie Sanders. I would say to everyone, call Bernie Sanders. Tell him to go to Gaza. We're starting a collection of organizations, names that will send out this message. People in New England, especially in Vermont, of course, have the most sway over him. But he's got to hear that this is... It's not been reported in the press, in the big media, and people are really asleep about how bad the situation is there. It is, Gaza is an unlivable pit where people are being tortured to death. So they're so desperate, they're ready to commit suicide on the boundaries of Israel.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kurt, for joining us. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And that was Kurt Dimes telling us about Brattleboro Common Sense and their work. You can learn more at BrattleboroCommonSense.org.